Chava, give you permission. Our custom is not to take a haircut, not to listen to music, Sfirat HaOmer. Based on the Gemara said Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students, all rabbis, and they did not respect each other. So they died. So the first question is, doesn't say in the Torah, if you don't respect somebody, you die. Why do you die? Why did they die? Because they didn't respect each other. They didn't say Lashon Hara. Just didn't respect. And second question is, so if that's what happened, it means they weren't such a big tzaddikim. So why we are so-called mourning on them? Why don't we listen to music? He said they died. He said they died. They deserve to die. Tzaddikim don't die. 24,000 people die, the Gemara says, between Pesach and Shavuot. So I have to respect them. The third question is, it's not the only tragedy Am Yisrael had in the last few 2,000 years. A crusade killed, I don't know if 24,000, but a lot of big rabbis. You know, the 10 big giants that the Romans did, Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues. So we don't do anything. It's not to memorize, to remember the 10 giants that died. Nothing. Holocaust after Holocaust, nothing. Time by time, that's the Holocaust too. Wars all the time. The king died left and right. Don't do nothing. Here came Chachamim and said, listen, Sfirat HaOmer. It's very strict. It's true. This is a time that the Romans cannot let us study Torah. And after 24,000 people died, almost there were no rabbis around. Rabbi Akiva had to take the Gemara says five more students. Excuse me. And he started all over. Still, there were sinners. They didn't affect each other. So why can't you have music? Chag Shavuot is coming. And Chag Shavuot is very different from all the other Chagim. Chag Shavuot, the Torah tells us in Beit HaMikdash, what they used to do different the whole year round is they brought two sheep. And those two sheep are called Shlamim. Shlamim is a certain korban that individuals bring. Part is on the altar, part is to the Kohanim, and the rest, the owner, he eats it. As we say every morning before Shacharit, or 2 days and one night, you may eat the meat. Here came Hashem and said, listen, on Shavuot, I want you to bring to Beit HaMikdash two sheep, and the Torah called it Shlamim. What does it mean? But here is only the Kohanim will eat it. Here's what happened. Hashem decided like this. Why? Shlamim never, that sacrifice, it's called Shlamim, never being sacrificed for community. For congregation. Shavuot, different. In the Torah. The second thing the Torah tells us that you have to bring two breads. And the two breads have to be chametz on purpose. While they were baking them, they waited for the dough to rise. And then they baked two breads. And those two breads were divided among the Kohanim and they ate it. Chametz. Even though the Gemara says, the Torah says, Hashem does not want us to have chametz in Beit HaMikdash. Everything in Beit HaMikdash was matzah. The bread, 12 breads on the table, everything was matzah. It means when they baked it, they made sure that within 18 minutes the thing was baked. Here came Hashem on Pesach Shavuot and said, no, what I want you to bake chametz, no matzah. I said, why no chametz? I thought Hashem doesn't like chametz in Beit HaMikdash. It says in the Torah, course of Chodvash, Torah says in the Torah, never bring to Beit HaMikdash this. It's true, those two breads were not sacrificed on the altar, but you don't want it in the Beit HaMikdash. You don't want it in the vicinity of Beit HaMikdash. You don't want chametz. You don't want chametz. You said, chametz, tafena. When you bake it, make sure, don't hurry up, take your time. Should the dough should rise, should be chametz. Also, Chag HaShavuot is when Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem said the Ten Commandments. So the Gemara says this was on Shabbat. Shabbat. Why Hashem to make it on Shabbat? One of the commandments in Ten Commandments is Zachorot Yom Shabbat Lekadesho, keep Shabbat. Keep Shabbat means a lot of halachot of Shabbat. And here Hashem is going to reveal Himself. Hashem is going to blow a shofar. Am Israel is maybe they carried on Shabbat. They went from the camps. From the camp in the next to Har Sinai, Hashem said on Shabbat, for Shabbat. Why Hashem chose Shabbat? It's true, Shabbat is very holy, but what's the purpose of it? Well, then, Bezot Hashem is Lag BaOmer, the way the Gemara describes the story of Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara tells a story like this. There was a conference among few rabbis. One of the rabbis praised the Yimach Shemam, the Romans, said, well, now they're going to rebuild the bridges, making new markets. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the people at the conference. He said, whatever they do is for themselves. They make bridges to take toll, they make markets for something else. The Gemara says somebody was there and he heard it. He came home, he told his parents what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, and immediately he was on the WhatsApp and they put a warning on him. They want to kill him. So the Gemara tells us he went and hid himself first in Beit Knesset, then in a cave for 12 years. And says, what is this? What did he do? He didn't do nothing. If it's true, it's not true, it's irrelevant. But even if it's not true, what did he do? He didn't say nothing. What did he say? He says, Lashon Hara on the Romans, on those wicked people that destroyed the Mikdash, and they killed millions of people. What is so much him? The Gemara says he knew he was going to be there for such a long time. Therefore, he buried himself in the sand. He took off his clothing, only wore the clothing for tefillah. Nothing. And then the Gemara says they went outside. He and Rabbi Elazar, after 12 years, Leonavi came and told them the Caesar died. So they came out of the cave and they saw people plowing and seeding. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar looked at the people and said, what's wrong with these people? They leave the purpose of life. It's called Ramadan and the plowing. He said, excuse me, what do you want from them? I don't understand what you want from them. How are they going to eat? They're not going to plow. They killed them. Says the Gemara, Hashem from Shamayim told them, go back to your cave. You are destroying my world. Okay? They went back to the cave for 12 months. For 12 months they came outside. And the Gemara says that they see, while they're walking outside, they see a person runs on the street. It was Friday. And he has two bundles of hadassim. So they ask him, what is this about? I says, this is for Shabbat. For Shabbat, it's a customer. He says, it's a good thing to smell hadassim on Shabbat. You go to the quarter on Friday, they give you hadassim. Okay? So the Gemara says, asked the guy, why do you have two bundles? Why didn't you have one bundle? He said, one keneged zachor, one keneged shamo. It says in the Torah, in one time, it says in Ten Commandments, זכור את ימי שבת לקדשו, ומבין שבת, ומאן בית יצאז, שמור את ימי שבת לקדשו, there are two bundles, I don't understand. What does two bundles have to do with this? This is not all right. Remember the Shabbat and keep the Shabbat. So you have one bundle for remember Shabbat, one bundle. What does that mean exactly? Who is this guy anyway that was holding it? Gemara says it was a grandfather. Sometimes in the Shas, we learn the Shas and it says, a grandfather said the grandfather came, the Gemara says it was Eliyahu Navi. Not necessarily over here was Eliyahu Navi, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But what is really the secret over here? Why should we put this in the Gemara? What difference does it make? They came out of the cave and they see this man carries and he tells them, one for this one, who cares about this? So the Gemara tells us like this, that really a person likes to think the purpose of this world is to learn Torah. And here comes the Gemara and tells us a statement like this. While Yeshua was waiting to attack Yeriko, all of a sudden the Navi says he saw in front of him a soldier with a sword. So he asked the soldier, are you one of us? I said, no, yeah, I'm one of you. He says, what is this all about with the sword? I said, I'm here to kill you. He said, you kill me? What did I do? I said, two things. One, you did not sacrifice the sheep yesterday. It was at night. And the second thing, you didn't study, you're not studying Torah. So the Gemara says, Yeshua asked him, tell me, on which one you came? That we did not sacrifice, or that because I don't study? He said, because you don't study. It's a war zone. You expect Yeshua to study? I said, yeah. Miyad, the Gemara says, immediately Yeshua sat down and started to study. Then b'mukashet halacha. The story in the Torah, in the Gemara, story in the Navi, is what is really behind it. So it was thought over there in Masechet Megillah, when the story appears, says, you know, when the angel told Yeshua, he told him, Atabati, I came now. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, I came now? Gemara says, he hinted to him, when Moshe Rabbeinu, in his last speech before he died, he told them, he said, "V'atak et yulachem et hashira hazot." The Torah is called a song. A song. How important the Torah should be called a song. The Gemara comes with a very, very strange and strict statement. Kol ha'shone b'lo zimra. If somebody learns Torah, but he just learned it, you know, dry, he is not enjoying it as like a song. The Gemara says, better off, you should not have been born. So, excuse me, I'm learning. The Gemara says, no. The Torah is called Shira. Song. And that's what the angel told Yeshua, listen, I'm here to kill you, not because you did not learn Torah, because you're not singing the Torah. Singing the Torah, what's singing the Torah? The Gemara says, that's what it is. Singing the Torah is crucial for a person to stay alive. If you don't, Noach lo shenefchat shelyatu al panav, the Gemara says, better off, you should not have been born here. He says, I don't understand, I learned Torah. Nothing. Chachamim tell us the following, it's true, it's very important Torah. Comes the Gemara and says, Masechet Makot, the Gemara says, one of the Chachamim said, the people in Iraq and Babel are stupid. They have a title to call people stupid. Says the Gemara, why are they stupid?
We just went to the back.
Stupid. What did they do, stupid? The Gemara says they get up for the Torah, but they don't get up for Talmidei Chachamim. Gemara says, what is so important to get up for Torah? You are stupid if you don't get up for Talmid Chacham. I says, what do you mean? For Talmid Chacham. There was a story in Balozhin, in one of the yeshivot in Europe, maybe the first yeshiva, almost the first yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva Natziv fell on the floor while he was holding the Torah. So the students ran towards the Torah to pick up the Torah. And the other Rosh Yeshiva was there and said, pick up the Rosh Yeshiva first. So based on this Gemara, and the Gemara says, Talmid Chacham, the Gemara doesn't say is more important, but sounds on the Gemara from a statement. The Gemara calls those people that get up for the Torah and don't get up for the rabbi, they say, he's stupid. I say, I'm stupid. So the Gemara tells us a story. It says, the whole creation based on singing. Singing. And of course, singing means singing to Hashem. Comes the Ramban, it tells us, you know, if somebody would ask you, what's the purpose of creation? And someone says, one purpose only, to sing to Hashem. That's it, nothing else. How do I sing to Hashem? What song? So Gemara says, the Torah is the song. When Hashem gave us the Torah, is when we learn Torah, the Torah so-called sings from our mouth. That's the purpose of creation. And the Gemara goes even further. The Gemara says, I want to tell you like a story, like a king that had some guards and servants serving him, but they were mute. Ilmim. Said the king, why should I have those people? And from time to time they praise me. But they cannot praise me because they're mute. I will hire servants and guards that they can talk and they can praise me. Says the Gemara, what does Hashem mean? Gemara says, when Hashem created this world, the first thing Hashem created was water. And after the water, Hashem took snow from under his chair, made it as a ball, and threw it into the water, it was earth. Says the Gemara, what did the water do? The water praised Hashem. I says, the water, as we say, Friday night, we say, Hashem alach gut lavesh, yukolot mayim avim adirim shbur yam, adim amor mashem, he said, who said? The water. But the water cannot talk. So if the water cannot talk, Hashem said, you know what? Let me create a person with his mouth that he will be able to sing to me. How come I can hear those mute people singing, but you just don't have any words? They have no mouth. They're just humming. And says Hashem said, I'll create mankind to sing to me. So the whole purpose of creation, says the Gemara, came after the water sang to Hashem. Hashem said, I will create mankind to sing for me. It means like this, sound like this. When Hashem started creation, and Hashem just made the water, Hashem did not have in mind, so-called, at that moment, if you consider the thing, to create mankind. Hashem decided to create mankind when the water started to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the water started to sing to Hashem, Hashem said, oh, maybe I should make a man, a person, to sing to me. The purpose of creation was, so-called, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the songs of the water, Hashem said, okay, but I don't hear any songs. Ki chopel chayodel, Hashem gave us mouth to sing to him. The water don't have mouth. And Hashem made us in order, that's called Nishmat Kochai, to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the purpose of creation of mankind, to sing to Hashem. And actually, the Gemara says, one of the Chachamim saw somebody is praying a lot. And he said, you know what this guy is doing? He's living in a mistake. is living the main important thing in life and is busy with something for the present times. So what the Gemara says, what is this? The Gemara says, tefillah, with all the respect, you know, you pray to Hashem. He says, Hashem wants you to pray to Him? No, Hashem doesn't. Hashem wants you to pray to Him because you're missing certain things. But why are you missing certain things? So the Gemara Mishnah said, you're missing certain things because I did certain things that blocked the parnasah, that blocked my health, that blocked my knowledge, and I have difficulties in my life. So he prayed to Hashem to undo it. But if you would not have done anything, you don't need to pray to Hashem. The Gemara says, Shilat Rabbanan, Hashem never said you have to pray to Him. It's a lie, yeah. Hashem, somebody has a difficult time, then the Gemara says, Machloket, Rambam, says, okay, Etzara is to pray to Hashem, okay. But if you don't have Etzara, if life is good, don't have to pray. Okay. Praying is only to undo decrees. And if you have no decree, you don't have to pray. What do you have to do? Learn Torah. Learn Torah means singing to Hashem. Who said it? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe said, the Torah is a song. And the Gemara says, the angel came to kill Yeshua. He says, you don't learn Torah. He says, and the Torah was, no. Because the purpose of creation is via Torah. The Torah is like an instrument. It's like a trumpet. So of course, the Talmid Chacham is, in a way, is more important than the Torah. Yet the Gemara calls the people in Iraq stupid. He says, you get up for Torah, you don't get for the rabbi. You don't understand. The rabbi is the one that's singing to Hashem. The Torah doesn't sing to Hashem. The Torah is just a tool for you to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So while you're learning, says the Gemara, you must enjoy it so much like you're singing it. Because that's the purpose of Torah. Hashem doesn't care less if you learn Torah. Hashem care less that you fulfill your obligation for the creation. The creation is singing to Hashem. And that's what Shulchan Aruch said, the Gemara, the Zohar, the Midrash says, the Mashiach will come, Rabbi Aminu Amen. He's going to have no Sidur. He put all Sidurim in the Geniza. It's going to be only one chapter, Mizmor Letodah. He said 10,000 years, people will sing Mizmor Letodah. Because that's the purpose of creation. Hashem created us to sing. Why? We'll never understand. Ramchal said, you never understand why Hashem needed somebody to sing to Him. Why Hashem made me to sing to Him. But that's the purpose of creation. The Ramban's hand is no other purpose in creation besides singing to Hashem. He says, come to Beit HaKnesset. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am your creature, you created me, and here I am to sing to you. That's it. That's what really, if you remember, was an argument between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. And Korach said he wants to be Kohen Gadol. And Moshe tells Korach, I said, why do you want to be Kohen Gadol? You are Levi. Levi is higher. They sing over there. The question is, what does it mean? He wants to be Kohen Gadol. Rabbi said, no, you don't understand. Singing is higher than Kohen Gadol. Actually, the Ari says, Mashiach will come, the Kohanim are going to be Leviim. The Kohanim are the highest. I says, you're not going down. Singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'amod L'sharet. The Gemara says to stand up on the Duhan and to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the biggest thing for Hashem. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Korach. I don't understand you. When you want to be the Kohen Gadol, you understand, you're a Levi. You're a Levi, you're much higher, you're singing. Aaron is not allowed to sing. Aaron is sacrificing. Sacrificing is like tefillah. Singing is like Torah. It's sacrificing is, the Gemara says, the tefillot, b'mkom korbanot. Shacharit is for korban tamid she shachar, mincha, ship of the afternoon, arvit, for something else, to sacrifice during the night of Beit HaMikdash. But the Gemara says tefillah is not important. The Gemara says a statement, if somebody learns Torah, he doesn't have to pray. He doesn't have to pray. You don't have to stop. If somebody learns the whole day Torah, it means he's singing the whole time, you don't have to stop and do the Shemoneh Esrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, the Ari said, that's why Hashem Kesar Dolah, they made the Hallelujah. They say Baruch Shamar, the whole Baruch Shamar of Shere David Adachnan, Lachun, Shabachach, Mfarach, Kenu, Melech Mehulal Batishbachot. This is the purpose is really Psukei Zimra.
But still, with Hilakat Yom Kippur, it's not going to be, I like to sing to you the whole day, but you need parnasa. I need to tell Rosh Shlomah. I have some people that I want to pray for them, tell Rosh Shlomah. I need other things from you, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need the Mashiach. And all, fine. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is the Hallelujah. That's the purpose. And that's what the Arizal says, you should never skip any Hallelujah. Because it's very, very important. Not only it's important to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shulchan Aruch said, if you say Psikoni Zimra, slowly, and not to rush it. I says, what is this? It's to emphasize that the most important part of Shulah is not the Shmoneh Esrei. The Shmoneh Esrei is only to undo the decrees. But after Hashem will undo the decrees, what's the purpose of creation? Hallelujah. That's the purpose. That's how important it is. Aruch says, you say this to do from the first letter to the last letter. And then stop. We finish. Alenu l'shabeach. Alenu l'shabeach. That's how important this paragraph. Alenu l'shabeach. Who made it? Yeshua made it. Yeshua made Alenu l'shabeach. So when did he make Alenu l'shabeach? After this angel told him. After the angel told him, listen, I'm here to kill you because you did not study Torah. He made Alenu l'shabeach. There was the went around the walls of Yericho 7 times. Every time said Alenu l'shabeach. At the last one, it said in the Shabbat, the wall of Yericho sank in the ground. But how did you come up with this Alenu l'Shabeach? We have to praise Hashem. How did you come to this idea, Yeshua? I said, because the Gemara says, the angel told him, I'm here to kill you because you're not studying. Not you're not studying, you're not singing. Actually, what it is, Chachamim said, with all the respect, the rabbis are more important than the Torah, because the Torah is just a tool, an instrument that the rabbi should sing. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you to sing. How are you going to sing to me? And sing, you don't make songs. The song that Hashem wants you to sing is the Torah. And as the Gemara says, the people in Babel are stupid. They get up for the Torah, but they disregard the rabbi. So we're disregarding the rabbi. It's not that you don't pay attention to the rabbi. It means, like you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I don't understand. You created this world for what? For singing to you? No. But this rabbi learns Torah the whole day. Why doesn't go to work? Why do you go to kollel? Why do you go to yeshiva? Let him go find himself a job. He said, listen, the job is a curse. Damar Rishon did something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem gave him a curse. Go work. I said, what is the curse? You cannot fulfill your obligation. You cannot sing. You don't have time to study Torah. That's the whole purpose. Purpose is to sing to Hashem with Torah. By not respecting a rabbi, what actually you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his face? Well, I disagree with you completely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you created mankind to study Torah. That's what you tell Hashem. I don't understand why you're talking for. You have to go get a job, go plow, go seed. What is this? Came up Shum by Yochai and he said, no one should go work. Don't go to work. Masechet Brachot, he said, don't go to work. It's a curse. Because you go to work, you have no time to sing to Hashem. Your purpose in life is to sing. And sing means Torah. If you don't study Torah, you're not singing. If you're not singing, you are losing your visa. It's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. Listen, I don't want to sing. I said, listen, I created you to sing. I said, you don't want to sing? You die. That's the Gemara Chachamim said happened to Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, they didn't do a sin. They just didn't respect each other. You know what it means, respect? That's what the Gemara says. You're stupid. If you don't respect the rabbi, the Gemara call you Mr. Stupid. He said, what do you mean? For the Torah, you get up, and for the rabbi, you don't get up? You don't understand? The Torah was given for the rabbi to learn, for the rabbi to sing. Torah itself does not sing. What does it mean you don't respect the rabbi? What does it mean? It means you don't want to live. And the Gemara says 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died on Sfirat HaOmer from Pesach to Shavuot because they did not respect each other. Lo nahagu kavod ze baze. For this you die? Yeah, it's not a punishment. It doesn't say in the toilet you have to respect the rabbi, and if you don't respect the rabbi, you die. But if you come in front of Hashem and say, I disregard this rabbi, I don't respect the rabbi, it means you don't want to achieve what Hashem had in mind, that you should understand your job on this world is to sing. And who sings? Whoever studied Torah. Who is the most knowledgeable and the one that learns the whole time? The rabbi. He says, you don't like the rabbi. You don't like the rabbi, it means you disagree with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why this is the custom that we should not listen to music or Sfirat HaOmer. I said, what music has to do with anything? Also, you don't say that's what Paul thinks. It is that Rabbi Akiva did not want to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chachamim came to listen. Sfirat HaOmer, don't listen to music. I said, this is a wake-up call for us to understand that the main thing in life is Torah. That's Hashem gave on Chag HaShavuot the Torah to us, is not to keep the Torah. Is in order for us to sing, we need the Torah. You can't just stand and sing. It says Torah is singing. It says the Torah is the tool, Torah is the trumpet. And therefore, Chachamim say that really we're not mourning on the 24,000 people that died. If they did not behave because they did not respect each other, so there's nothing for us to mourn on them. They killed themselves. We mourn on that concept after the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Hashem did look forward for Am Yisrael to see maybe they appreciate the Torah so much that the Torah is a song. Hashem said in the Gemara, says, Al Mecharva Aretz, the Gemara says, why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed? Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of one thing, Yerushalayim. Why the whole Eretz Yisrael was destroyed? Mas says, Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. They did not say the Bracha on the Torah. So what does it mean? It means like this. It says they did not appreciate the Torah so much to say Bracha on it because they disregard the importance of the Torah, but not the learning of the Torah, the singing of the Torah. That's what it is. And that's Hashem on purpose gave us the Torah on Chag HaShavuot, on Shabbat. Because we say every Shabbat in Tefillah, Yom HaShvi'i Meshabeach Vomer Mizmor Shu Yom HaShabbat. Shabbat itself sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem made it. The Shabbat is not just a standing entity. Shabbat sings to Hashem. Hashem on purpose made it. That he's giving us the Torah on Shabbat. He says, why on Shabbat, on Shabbat? Because I'm telling you, now you're going to get the Ten Commandments. The first of the Ten Commandments is to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose. And I'm going to give you a sign. And I'm going to give you the Torah on the day sings. And then comes the Gemara and says, I'm Shum Vayochai. And he came this out of the cave with his son. They see a guy, grandfather, Saba, who walks on the street Friday afternoon, and he has hadasim in his hands. Rabbi Yochai asked him, what is this hadasim for? Of course, hadasim is for smell, to smell. He said, this is for Shabbat. What does it mean? The Gemara says, really, what does the smell do to a person? What does it do? When you smell something, what is it? It's a good smell, you know what it is? Mara says, it's a bracha on the smell. Okay? Mara says, how come we don't say bracha when you see a very nice vision or any other thing? The Gemara says, because the smell goes into your neshama. And then the neshama sings to Hashem. Shenema, kol ha-neshama, tehalleluya, hallelujah. That's the end of the Hinim. That's the end of Sukkedi Zimra before the Erech Davi. To tell you, that's the purpose of life. That your neshama should sing to Hashem. He says, how my neshama is going to sing to Hashem? Neshama smells, says the Ari, look, come Shabbat. It's nice to have hadasim and smell them on Shabbat and you say the bracha on the hadasim. He says, what is it all about? It's because Shabbat is the entity that sings to Hashem. Yom HaShvi'i Meshabeach Vomer Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbat. Shabbat sings. It says your job is to sing as well. Yom Shekulo Shabbat. Olam Haba is like Bilak Shabbat. Shabbat is Me'en Olam Haba. Shabbat is 1/60th of Olam Haba. On Shabbat, you want to fulfill what you're going to do when Olam Haba is going to be here. Where are you going to be, Olam Haba? You know what? You're going to sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because Olam Haba is Shabbat. As a Shabbat, you sing to Hashem. So says the Gemara, look what happened. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave, he sees this grandfather, this Saba, runs on the street, and he has Hadassim, he asks him, what is this for? He said, for Shabbat. So he goes, oh, I got it. This is to smell on Shabbat, and that you sing to Hashem. So he asks the guy, what is it? Why do you need two bundles? One is enough. He says, no. One is Zechor, one is Shamor. It means one is the mitzvot aseh of Shabbat. La'aneget Shabbat. It says, Rambam says, it's a special mitzvah. La'aneget Shabbat. You should have good food on Shabbat. And do Kiddush on Shabbat. Everything perfect. The other part of Shabbat is the so-called negative part that the person has to keep. The mitzvot lot aseh of Shabbat. 39 melachot that he cannot do. So a person is in a conflict. Once that Shabbat comes, he says, I love Shabbat. And they say, listen, Shabbat is too hard for me. You can't carry without a roof, you can't cook, you can do borer. This is Yom HaSechel Shabbat. It's so many halachot, not to do. This is a little bit hard for me. That old man, this grandfather told Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you know what? You got to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu two bundles. One bundle is Shamo, Zachorot Yom HaShabbat. See, one bundle is smell. Say, Hashem, Kol Yad Shamat Aleluya Aleluya, I sing to Hashem. Then, the other bundle that I have is in my left hand, that resembled what I'm not allowed to do on Shabbat. But I'm so happy that I can do it on Shabbat, the same happiness that I have on Zachor, what to do on Shabbat. The same happiness I have when I do Kiddush, when I have the good food, the same happiness I have when I keep the Shabbat, the restricted Shabbat. It says, comes as well and says, you know, Meshumo Bayocha is called Shabbat. Talmidei Chachamim are called Shabbat. Somebody told me, one of the big rabbis, the rabbi said, that a lot of people in Miron, they say to each other, Shabbat Shalom. On Lag Baomer. Lag Baomer is Shabbat Shalom. What Shabbat Shalom? It's Lag Baomer. Lag Baomer is a holiday of Meshumo Bayochai that he achieved the thing in the cave. For 12 years he learned. No, he didn't learn. His learning was a song. He sang without stopping. That's why people go over there. Because this is the role model of universe that you sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation, even though that you're in the cave at the end for 13 years in the cave. It's not the Torah. Again, the Torah is a tool to sing to Hashem. That's why he's singing in Miron. We ask the people, what are you singing? Or what is that? Well, what is this all about the music over there? What's the music over there? The music is over there is from Shimon Bar Yochai that he is called Shabbat. Shabbat sings to Hashem. Hashem gave us the Torah on Shabbat to tell us your purpose of life is to sing to me via the Torah. The Torah is an instrument. And let's like Baomer, this is the Chag. And let's like Gemara says, look, the Torah tells you. After Lag BaOmer, you go to Sefirat HaOmer till Shavuot. Hashem gave it to Torah. Hashem told you two things on Shavuot. One, bring me two sheep, Korban Shlamim. Shlamim means make peace between mankind and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have peace with Hashem. The second Hashem said, bring me two breads, but it has to be Chametz. What Chametz? Chametz resembles Yetzirah. It says, Shavuot, Yetzirah is finished. Hashem gave us the Torah, because now we fulfill our obligation to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Zohar says, expect on Shavuot to come out of exile. B'Shavuot, Atidin, Lemepak Migalut. I said, what is this? What Shavuot? And because we got the Torah. Because we got the Torah on Shabbat, and it resembled singing. And on Shavuot, we fulfill our obligation. It's our custom to stay up the night of Shavuot and learn Torah. He said, yeah. Not we learn the Torah, we want to sing to you with the Torah. The Torah was given to us to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was the purpose of man's creation, to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Zohar says, stay up the night, learn Torah, You can hear the shofar, the Mashiach Mamre Ben Amen.